And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
This is a gross exaggeration and a fabrication.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, in kind of a recap of last weekend's West Coast Ragtime Festival, we're going to do some toddling, get eccentric, do some frolicking, make some promises, and hear from Gene and Glenn, Eddie Morton, and the Hedges Brothers and Jacobson. One never tires of hearing the Maple Leaf Rag, but at last weekend's Ragtime Festival, I loved hearing some really obscure tunes, such as When a Girl Whose Heart is Breaking Loves a Boy Who Doesn't Care, which was played by Alex Hassan in his set The Greatest Music You Never Heard. It was written by Dave Oppenheim and Joe Cooper in 1911, by the way. Another tune I hadn't heard was Toddling the Totolo, played by Jared Di Bartolomeo. When he announced it, the woman sitting behind me muttered Toodaloo under her breath, but Jared's pronunciation was correct. I know because Billy Murray's 1911 recording of Toddling the Totolo can be heard on the Library of Congress website, and we'll find out more about that at the end of this toddling set, which begins with Jan Garber and his orchestra.
Everything behind me, honey, night and day you'll find me toddling along with you. If you couldn't beg or borrow, thorny trails were all you knew, I'd greet every thorn and thistle with a cheerful little whistle toddling along with you. If you had no roof above you and winter made its bow, you'd still have me there to love you the way I love you right now. If you were in rags tomorrow and every dream of mine came true, I'd leave every dream behind me, honey, night and day you'd find me toddling along with you. ¶¶
On different occasions, he recorded it for Victor, Vocalion, and Pathé Actuel, but there you heard Duke Ellington and his Washingtonians on Columbia, March 22, 1927, with what has come to be known as East St. Louis Toodaloo. The word was variously spelled on the original record labels as Toodalo, Toodaloo, and Toddalo, which is how it's spelled on the Columbia, and even just East St. Louis Toddle. But Ellington himself apparently pronounced it Toodalo and claimed it was misspelled on early recordings. However it's spelled or pronounced, Toodalo refers to the ragtime dance, one of the erotic animal dances such as the turkey trot, the grizzly bear, the chicken scratch, and the wallaby jump that were popular in the early 1900s. East St. Louis Toodalo was written by Duke Ellington and trumpeter James Wesley Bubber Miley, and it became the band's first theme song on December 4, 1927, when they began their long run at the Cotton Club in Harlem. Duke Ellington was preceded by Nathan Glantz as the Casino Dance Orchestra on that perfect 78 from around March 10, 1923, and that Toddle and Hop. That Toddle and Hop was composed by Charles A. Young with the lyric by L.S. Bittner and is from a show called Jerry. We started that toddlin' set with Lee Bennett and Jan Garber and his orchestra, who were toddlin' along with you on July 22, 1935. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This year's West Coast Ragtime Festival included six multimedia lecture presentations, several of which I was able to attend. One was by my friend Andrew Green, who is the founder and director of the Peacherine Ragtime Orchestra. You can find out more about the group and their music by searching Peacherine Ragtime Orchestra on the web, Facebook, iTunes, and YouTube. Andrew's presentation was on Mel B. Kaufman, whose name may not be familiar, but whose music I guarantee you've heard. Mel's biggest hit was Meow, which is heard in dozens of cartoon and film soundtracks. Mel was close friends with bandleader Vincent Lopez, who recorded at least one of Mel's compositions. And from 1924, here's Rubetown Frolics. Thank you. We started off that frolicking set with Vincent Lopez and his orchestra with Mel B. Kaufman's Rubetown Frolic from an OK 78 recorded around May 28, 1924. Next, it was Johnny Miller's New Orleans Frolickers, including Sharky Bonanno on cornet and Sidney Arredin on clarinet, and Panama, recorded in New Orleans on April 25, 1928. Panama was composed by William H. Tyers. And we finished up with the Frolickers, about whom we know absolutely nothing and who made only two sides for Pathé Actuel in July of 1926. That was Ain't We Carryin' On, written by Billy Frisch and Roy Bergere. Billy Frisch also brought us Smile and the World Smiles With You, Weep and You Weep Alone, and Roy Bergere is probably best remembered for How Come You Do Me Like You Do.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Alternative spellings are trendy and common these days, so you have groups like NSYNC, a play on the phrase in sync, using just the letter N, and FX, like the word effects, but using just the letters F and X. Well, another obscure composition played at the festival by Andrew Barrett, if I recall correctly, was The Eccentric Rag. It was composed in 1906 by Walter K. Bauer, but it's not spelled E-C-C-E-N-T-R-I-C. It's spelled X-N-Trick, T-R-I-C-K, so you see that alternative spelling thing is nothing recent. I don't have a recording of Bauer's Eccentric Rag, but I do have one of J. Russell Robinson's That Eccentric Rag, with eccentric spelled out, and it's going to start off an eccentric set. Here are the Savoy Orpheans.
Thank you.
Aren't a whole lot of eccentric songs, but I managed to scrape those three together. We started off with that eccentric rag, composed in 1912 by J. Russell Robinson, the J standing for Joseph. The title is shown simply as Eccentric, One Step, on the label of that English Columbia disc of the Savoy Orpheans recorded at the Savoy Hotel in London on April 19, 1924. It's not technically a 78, I guess, since right on the label it states 80 RPM, but 78 speed is a separate and long discussion. After Eccentric, I broke the show's format once again by playing a contemporary recording. That was Dalton Ridenour from his Rivermont CD titled Eccentricity, with James P. Johnson's syncopated waltz, Eccentricity. We missed having Dalton at the West Coast Ragtime Festival this year and hope to see him in Sacramento next year. I was going to play James P.'s May 1921 piano roll recording of Eccentricity, but Dalton's arrangement follows the piano roll very closely, and he does a fine job playing that difficult piece of music. The other reason I played Dalton instead of James P. is that Dalton plays one of his own compositions on the latest Rivermont CD release, Ragtime Wizardry. The CD was commissioned by longtime Ragtime fan Danny Mattson, who I had the extreme pleasure to meet last week. It contains 18 original compositions recorded by the composers and includes works by Brian Holland, Max Keenlyside, Brian Wright, John Reed Torres, and others. Ragtime Wizardry and Dalton's CD Eccentricity are both available at rivermontrecords.com, along with dozens of other contemporary and vintage music CDs and 78s.
What?
Yes, 78s. Check it out at rivermontrecords.com. We finished up that eccentric set with the saxophone sextet, the Six Brown Brothers, and Chicken Walk, one of the many animal dance tunes of the early 1900s. Chicken Walk was written by Tom Brown, founder, leader, and lead alto saxophonist of the Six Brown Brothers, but it was arranged by F. Henry Klickman, who was the group's chief orchestrator for many years. Frank Henry Klickman, with two N's, was also a prolific composer who brought us the Knockout Drops rag and the Hysterics rag, a trombone fit. So what does Chicken Walk have to do with eccentricity? Well, the tune is described on the label of that June 20th, 1916 Victor recording as an eccentric foxtrot. I'm the eccentric Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available on demand 24/7 anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. On the plane on the way to Sacramento, after thoroughly scouring the SkyMall catalog for something I couldn't possibly live without, I didn't find anything, by the way, I picked up Southwest Airlines Spirit magazine from the seat pocket in front of me, but not before moving my seat back and tray table to their full upright and locked positions. The magazine was right behind the laminated placard with instructions in case of a water landing. Anyway, the cover story was titled Because I Said I Would. Because I Said I Would is a social movement and nonprofit organization founded by Alex Sheen, and is dedicated to bettering humanity by encouraging positive change and acts of kindness through conscious making, documenting, and keeping of promises, big and small. You can find out all about it at the website becauseisaidiwould.com. I promise to keep playing vintage music on the radio for as long as I possibly can, and I'm going to start fulfilling that promise with the following musical promises.
Promises, the things you whispered of, were they long, or were they only new promises? All your vows seem heaven sent, dear, all those vows you never met, dear. I count them one by one, faithfully, though you've gone leaving me.
Anymore. Tell me, is there a way to make it as it was before? I implore, if I knew it was true, you'd break that promise you were supposed to keep. I would not be lonely.
A nice record. I wish it were in a little better shape, but being a Banner 78, I suppose we're lucky it's in as good a shape as that after 83 and a half years. That was Willie Krieger and his orchestra with the Strollers Quartet on February 7th, 1930, with Why Make a Promise. That was written by Willie Krieger. The Strollers Quartet appeared on the sheet music of the Yankee Boys from Yankee Land or On Their Way to France in 1918. But there were apparently at least two Strollers Quartets, as there are print references to an original Strollers Quartet. Before the Strollers Quartet, it was the vocal trio of Andy Hansen, Eddie Burchill, and Bill Egner, with Wayne King and his orchestra and Promises, waxed April 1st, 1930. And we started off that Promise set with Joe Loss and his band, And I Promise You. The vocalist on that April 5th, 1939 recording was Chick Henderson. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. One of the other lectures I attended at the Ragtime Festival was given by Bruce Vermaisen, who I got to know recently while I was doing research for the liner notes for Ian Whitcomb's upcoming 2-CD compilation on the Rivermont label. Earlier in the show, we heard the Six Brown Brothers, and as it happens, Bruce is the author of That Moaning Saxophone, The Six Brown Brothers, and The Dawning of a Musical Craze. He's also the co-founder of the Heliotrope Ragtime Orchestra, and you can find out all about the HRO and their recordings at their website, sandiegoragtime.com. The title of Bruce's presentation was Those Entertaining Frisco Boys, about the trio of the Hedges Brothers and Jacobson, and here they are to start off this final segment of the show.
I'm going to sing a song about my gal way out in San Francisco Bay.
Well, let her go, let her go.
Oh, well, the way out west when I love best is the way she met to meet me. Oh, I love her so wherever I go, all things come her always. Her heart is light, her smile is bright, her eyes are soft and dreamy. And I can't forget the girl I met from San Francisco Bay.
On San Francisco Bay.
Oh, where I first met my Casey Butler, and all the games way out in San Francisco Bay. San Francisco Bay.
Well,
so my heart goes in. All the other loves and some are dead.
On the golden strand, I want her hand
on the San Francisco Bay.
I first met Katie Byler, and saw the gateway out in San Francisco Bay.
Father gives his blessing, it's bound to keep you guessing, when father takes the dipper and finds the baby slipper in the bottom of the pot. What is true, is true. We all sit up and sup. How we all would sit and listen when father ate his soup. That's the noodle soup rag. Father, don't forget your manners. Ain't you's got no bringings up? How the old folks would enjoy it. They would sit all night and listen, and the fun would never lag. And we all would sit and listen when father ate his soup. That's the noodle soup rag. We had company for dinner. They were friends of Sister Carrie's. There was Uncle Joe and old Aunt Kate and dear old Cousin Harry. They had just came from the country. They had never seen the city. It really was a pity. They had no table manners. They used their forks for hammers and their knives for eating peas. Oh, please, tis well, it sounded like a bell. How we all would sit and listen when father ate his soup. That's the noodle soup rag. Father, don't forget your manners. Ain't you's got no bringings up? How the old folks would enjoy it. They would sit all night and listen, and the fun would never lag. And we all would sit and listen when father ate his soup. That's the noodle soup rag.
There's whippoorwill sweetly singing in the pale moonlight. Whippoorwill, and he's singing a song, makes me long for home tonight. Whippoorwill, whippoorwill, he's singing about the honeysuckle round the cabin door. Seems he's saying someone's praying you'll come back once more. There's a whippoorwill sweetly singing in the pale moonlight. Now I know I must go, whippoorwill. Every night I close my eyes and off to paradise I stray, dreaming dreams of yesterday. Seems I hear a whippoorwill upon a hill so far away, calling me, that's why I say. There's a whippoorwill sweetly singing in the pale moonlight. Whippoorwill, whippoorwill, and he's singing a song that makes me long for home tonight. Whippoorwill, whippoorwill, he's singing about the honeysuckle round the cabin door. Seems he's saying someone's praying you'll come back once more. There's a whippoorwill sweetly singing in the pale moonlight. Now I know I must go, whippoorwill.
The vocal duo of Gene and Glenn, Gene Carroll and Glenn Rowell, with Glenn accompanying them on piano, and Whippoorwill, recorded in the studios of Cleveland radio station WTAM on March 29, 1930. I wasn't familiar with Gene and Glenn until I came across that 78 in a shop in Sacramento a few years ago, and the name Glenn caught my eye. Each of them started out in a duo with someone else. Gene Carroll was working with Jack Grady in Chicago as Jack and Gene until 1929, when Grady became ill, and Gene went to Cincinnati and joined the team of Glenn Rowell and Ford Rush, who had several shows on WLW, including Ford and Glenn and the Lullaby Boys. Eventually, Ford Rush left the group, leaving Gene and Glenn, who became stars on NBC with their fictional characters Jake and Lena. In the 40s, they split up, and Gene's character Lena was a maid for a time on the Fibber McGee and Molly show. I played that record because before one of his sets at the Ragtime Festival, Adam Swanson and I had a brief conversation about Glenn Rowell, whose cufflinks Adam owns and was actually wearing at the time. Before Gene and Glenn, it was vaudevillian Eddie Morton from all the way back on August 13, 1913, with the second of his 14 known compositions, the comic song Noodle Soup Rag. Noodle Soup Rag was unpublished, and that Victor recording is the only evidence we have of it. I played that because one of the other presentations at the festival was The Life and Times of Eddie Morton, presented by Sean Sharp. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend that one and don't have time here to tell you about Eddie Morton, but there are two volumes of his recordings available on the Archaeophone label with extensive liner notes, and I encourage you to check them out. We started off with Charles Frederick Hedges, better known as Freddie, his younger brother Elvin Everett Hedges, and Jesse Jacobson, who teamed up as the Hedges Brothers and Jacobson in San Francisco in 1910. And speaking of San Francisco, we heard the trio with On San Francisco Bay from an English Columbia recorded in 1913. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.